click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Earlier this morning, I shared on the business update of Seize the World that SARS is looking to clamp down on influencers. Perhaps nothing new, and for many of us who might be well aware that any kind of income that you earn does need to be declared to SARS, despite the fact that not all forms of income might be taxed. But it does seem as though there's a significant level of guidance and awareness that needs to be crafted for creatives in the industry to fully understand how the influencer economy, which is booming, also will be kept accountable to pay taxes. We're going to speak now to Director Advantage Advisory, Lungeto Mtwetwe, who joins us to help us unpack some of these themes. Lungeto, thank you so much for your time. I guess you're going to live up to your name and really offer some help and guidance today.
Good evening, Gugu. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to speak to you.
Excited to be here.
Likewise. Yeah. I'm so tempted to say, hey, guys, in my influencer voice, which I'm not one. But this is something that I guess we should have anticipated, right? The influencer environment and economy is really booming as we see more and more South Africans step into being creatives. Let's touch on that and then reflect on how any income essentially does need to be disclosed in terms of the tax requirements in South Africa.
Absolutely. Good. Look, we're also going to busy season coming off spring. We know that so many brands right now are going to start really, promoting their brands. And of course, we've seen so many industries now really coming in and advertising their products, you know, using different channels. And at the heart of that, we've seen, you know, the influencer economy getting traction. That is not only in South Africa, but globally as well. We've seen that that number now of companies are starting to blend the way they promote their products. So now in South Africa, we're heading to spring and summer coming just around the corner. So therefore, you will see quite a number of people right now really coming into the market, showcasing different products or selling different products. However, at the heart of that is that most of these individuals, they truly don't understand sometimes, you know, the tax system, the taxation system in South Africa in terms of how it works. Because one will say, I am earning a salary at my work where I work, therefore I am paying tax. You know, and then you find that, you know, in the long run, you're sitting with a huge tax bill in the next year or two. Mm. Once SARS, you know, is able to look at, you know, currently some of the additional income that you've been generating. So that sector of the economy, or that fear, basically, of the economy is quite booming. So therefore, we need to start, whoever that is, you know, an influencer, start to really look at how you formalize that and bring in controls to ensure that you're not in trouble, with the taxation laws in South Africa.
Yeah. And I guess we can't ignore the fact that, yes, taxes need to be paid, but typically there also needs to be a heightened level of awareness and education for creatives themselves, right? Because I know a lot of individuals who, you know, end up doing, you know, ongoing online campaigns and typically don't necessarily have a business structure because, you know, someone just wants to be creative. You earn an extra amount of income, but I guess it's not adequately structured as a business entity and a tax entity as a juristic person. Is this the theme that you're typically finding in your consultations with influencers or the concerns that are typically raised?
Yeah, quite a lot, Gugu, and I'm quite happy that we are having this discussion because at the end of August, it is, you know, that's when the provisional tax is due. Therefore, it is something where we usually say, if you have an additional income that you are generating, you have to declare that to South African Revenue Services.
And that's for everyone, that's not just creatives. Any additional income.
That is for everyone.
Got you. Whether you have a property, whether you're selling some fed cook on the side, ultimately it's information that needs to be disclosed, right?
So people need to understand that the taxation structure or the taxation laws in South Africa are structured in a way that they operate on a voluntary disclosure purposes, right? Currently, SARS does not know what other businesses you are working on. They don't have access to that. They don't know that you've built some residential house in the township and then you're getting 1,000 rands or 2,000 rands. They don't know that. The laws in South Africa are clear, the tax income tax law, that you need to declare any income that you are generating, right? Therefore, even if any expenses then that you are incurring to pursue that trade or that form of where you're saying, I am making this now as a form of me generating income on monthly basis or quarterly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you need to actually structure that. And now in August, as the provisional tax is due, you need to say, for the past 6 months, I have generated 15,000 rands. You need to declare that and pay the necessary tax that you're supposed to pay. And that tax, as an individual, is usually on a sliding scale. So the more income you make, or taxable income you generate, the higher you get taxed, right? Mm. Therefore, it's important that South African citizens, before they do or they go into any undertaking, they understand what are the responsibilities that you have. One, within all of these laws, you are talking about CIPC, you talk about COIDA, you're talking about SARS, you're talking about any other, so that you understand you're not in a situation to say, I was not aware. Because at the end of the day, you have to abide with the laws of this country. Even if you generated income outside of this country,
mm-hmm.
the way Income Tax Act clearly stipulates that we tax you based on worldwide income that you have generated, even if you're being paid by the Chinese. You need to declare that in South Africa.
Yeah.
If it will be taxed, SARS will tax it, unless there are double tax agreements that we have with that particular country, then you will not be taxed.
And
so
guess,
therefore, it's important for people to go back to the drawing board.
100%. And I can imagine that goes even further once there's a change in your residency and tax residency versus physical residency, and those complications can come up. But Putlungeta, you've made it very clear. Anyone earning additional income, you work on a voluntary basis to disclose your income to SARS. If you are someone who works within a creative space, you also need to disclose that form of income. And as you say, we do need to formulate a structure to make sure that you abide with the tax rules in South Africa, whether it's money earned in rands, yen, dollars, or even shillings. We all need to disclose that income. Let's start there, Lungeto. How best then should someone who is listening, who happens to be a content creator or an influencer, what kind of structure should they look at implementing to ensure that they have the necessary disclosures should the tax man come knocking? Or when, actually, because it's not sure.
So,
with SARS, it's always just when. Not sure when they come knocking.
Yeah. So Gugu, one, when you're intentional about this act or this undertaking, it's different. Let's say you played lotto and then you won, lotto just like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not intentional about it. Those are just winnings. You're not gambling, right? So that is not an undertaking that you're doing either on day-to-day basis. However, what influencers need to understand is that currently South African Revenue Services has been clear to say they're going to deploy AI. They are currently using analytics on each and every return that is being submitted to ensure what you are declaring agrees with the information that they would have undertaken or gotten someone different sources, either from the banks or any other sources, therefore to ensure that there is a reasonability with what you are declaring. So therefore, the old way of assuming that when you declare income cannot be reasonably tested, that era is gone.
Right. And by reasonably tested, hoping that this is also speaks to how SARS basically does have access to our bank statements and bank accounts, right? So I could say, well, I didn't get 3,000 rand for that particular ad, but if my bank account says something different, that's the reasonable testing that you're referring to.
Absolutely. Gotcha. Absolutely. You're correct.
Gotcha.
Right. So therefore, any other influencer right now, either you become, you operate as a sole trader to a certain extent, right? Therefore, in that way, you are taxed, as I said, on sliding scale. If you make 100,000 rands or 200,000 rands, the taxes start to go up. We usually, individuals are taxed minimum at 18%, upwards up to 45%,
yes.
Right? If then you don't want to operate as an individual, then you set up then a business, mm-hmm. right? Register that with CIPC. Therefore, if you only have one business, then you can be declared as a small business corporation. And any taxable income below 90,000 rands, 91,000 rands, you are not taxed. It's sitting at 0%. So that's a benefit. When you formalize it, you put it in the structure. However, once you start to make 91,000 rands of taxable income and above, the tax rate today is between 7% and up to 27%, mm-hmm. right? Therefore, in that particular way, you can still be able to capitalize on being taxed lesser, right?
Yes.
And you bring all the expenses then that you are incurring to generate that income. Your transport, you buying the cameras and all of those things, they become your deductions.
Yes.
So therefore, it's important that you think, you don't just do for the sake of doing, okay? You consult, you reach out to a professional who's going to say, how do we structure this thing formally? It's very important to really consult to the people that understand tax. Tax is not easy as people usually think about it because there's so many provisions into it. So therefore, reach out to someone who can guide and structure this thing fundamentally at the beginning. Therefore, as you continue to grow, you know that your house is in order.
100%. And if you find yourself, I guess, for someone who perhaps says 3 years down the line, I didn't know, whoopsie, and now SARS has come knocking on their door. Are there ways to correct this and to fix it? And I'm sure there are, but again, we do need to speak to tax professionals like yourselves, right?
Absolutely. So we have what we call voluntary disclosure program under SARS, where you can apply to someone and say, SARS, I didn't know. These are the issues. These are the reasons. Of course, it's not they're going to just accept for the sake of it, but you need to provide evidence of all of these incomes that you've made and the expenses. And you're asking for leniency in simple terms to say, look, I am coming forward to declare what I've made. Can I make arrangements for the next 6 months or 18 months or 12 months or so to pay all of that liability? That is another way you can correct that. Because I can tell you already, the verifications that we're dealing with on day-to-day basis, where SARS is verifying, is auditing, and going back 2 to 3, 4, 5 years back, that's what we're dealing with right now. Therefore, I think for people, it's important that the citizens of this country, they take their tax responsibility seriously and do what is right to ensure that they're not caught off guard.
100%. Lungato, you've been a great help today. Pun intended. And I know that this is not the last time that we're going to speak to you, because there's a lot that will certainly be uncovered, not just in terms of the SA influencer economy, but also when it comes to tax compliance overall. A lot of people have had to get their house in order in the last few weeks. So thank you again for your time this evening.
Good evening. Great talking to you.
Thank you so much. That is Lungato Ntwentwe. He joins us as a director at Vantage Advisory, helping us uncover a key theme that SARS has brought our attention to, the fact that the influencer economy is growing. It's booming, not just in South Africa, but abroad. In South Africa, it is estimated that it has generated at least 500 million rand in economic value each year. And the more we see these digital campaigns of influencers or people on social media endorsing, supporting, supplying and asking individuals to follow them for paid content, that does speak to the fact that they do need to declare this income.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.